The Mishnah says in Megillah, Ein ben ada rishon l'sheni ela kriyas amagillah umatanat v'avyonim. The beginning of the Mishnah says that if you read the Megillah on Yudalad Adar, and then you have a leap year, you have to read it over on Adar Sheni. We'll come back to that halacha. So the Gemara simple reading of the Gemara seems to say that everything's the same except for Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos HaAvyonim. What is the same? So the Gemara says, Hala Hespid Hala Tainis, regarding the prohibition of having a eulogy, or for those who want to fast, regarding fasting, one is not permitted to do it even on Adar Rishon. It applies equally to Adar Rishon, Adar Shein. So what's clear is, Lahalacha L'maisa, the Machokas in the Gemara, so we don't read the Megillah, we only read the Megillah on Adar Sheni, and the mitzvah matonas le'evyonim only apply on Adar Sheni. Even though when I was walking in Meir Sharim many years ago, the Aniyim seemed to paskin that applies in Adar Rishon. Because I was walking by and they was screaming out, Purim Katan, Purim Katan. And I was thinking, like, why are they telling me it's Purim Katan? And they're, oh, of course, Matanos Rabionim. So they paskin, it applies even on Adar Rishon. But Lahalacha, you should give tzedakah every day. But Lahalacha, regarding Matanos Rabionim, that clearly only applies on Adar Sheni. What's not so clear is, what about the Suda? We have other mitzvahs Hayom. Shalach Manas, the Suda. So usually Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos L'Avyonim go together. That's to go to one of the reasons the Gemara gives why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. I guess the way our calendar is set up, it only can happen in Yerushalayim, Purim Shulash B'Yerushalayim. But the reason why we can, one of the reasons why we can't read Megillah, one reason is we're afraid they're going to carry it. Dalet Amos Pershus Rabbah, but the other reason given is because Einayim show Aniyim, the eyes of the Ani, they're waiting all day for Kriyas HaMegillah. I mean, they're waiting all year for Matanos L'Avyonim. And what? You're going to come on Shabbos? Sorry, no money. So whatever the reasons are, it's clear. The Rishonim Poskim linked it to. And generally, the Suda and Shalach Manas are linked. So even though, so it's unclear, so it doesn't say specifically about Mishta v'Simcha. So the Ran actually paskins, the Ran learns the Gemara, Chiyav Suda is on Adar Rishon. You have a Chiyav of Mishta v'Simcha. Or B, we'll have to explain why according to the Ran then, isn't there a mitzvah of Shalach Manas? If you have a Chiyav Suda, then maybe some learn the Ran and you do that, but the Pasha Saran is you have a Chiyav Suda, and there's no Shalach Manas. We'd have to explain Pshat and the Ran. We'd have to explain it based on Chasam Sofer, who explains based on the Ramban, that really, actually, Purim Katan is a misnomer. It's really Purim Gadol. That's the Iker Purim. The Chiyav Daraisa, you have to mark the day with Hodah. So when you have two Adars, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, the reason Makdim Ala Mitzvahs, the Chiyav Suda, if on Pesach we learn from Avdus to Cheres, so how much more so on Lamisa L'Chayim, the Kal V'Chomer, the Daraisa, it's Karav L'Daraisa, so we have a Chiyav to mark it with the Suda. And the Takanas and Mo'achay and Esther, that was the, that matter is Rizu Makdim, and they picked Adar Sheni as the month to do it in. So therefore, that would be the Pshat and the Ran, because even though you could have a Chiyav Suda, the Suda has nothing to do with Shalach Manas. You have a separate Chiyav Suda, Midivrei Kabbalah, and Shalach Manas on Adar Sheni, but there's an independent Chiyav. That seems to be the Pshat in the Rav Tzadok HaKohen, who calls it the hidden Purim versus the open Purim. The open Purim is Adar Sheni. We have all the mitzvahs. We have Shalach Manas, Kriyas HaMegillah, but the Purim Katan is the Purim Shabbalev. There's a mitzvah to love your, to give your neighbor Shalach Manas. On Purim Katan, you got to love your neighbor. And that's what the Ramah's, that's probably the Lashon HaRamah, He has a whole discussion. Should we have a suda? Should we in machmirin? However, he says it's a good idea to be marbek sas, because tov lev mishte tamid. Because a good heart, it's always a good idea to have a meal. That's how he ends Arachayim. So either way, that's the pshat in the Ran. But the Ran writes, there's a chi of suda on Adar Rishon. Tosfos says, no, it's only like the Gemara says, v'hespedu atainis, but there is no mishta v'simcha. And on the other aisle, on the other side of the Bali Tosa, on the other side of the Ran, the Ran holds this a chi of simcha, a chi of suda. Tosa says there's no chi of suda at all, but there is an isur hespedu atainis. And the Rush says, it's nothing, it's just an extra month. There's no chashivas to adoration in terms of Purim. Why? Because he says, that's why the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you read the Megillah on Adar Aleph, when it's Abra Hashana, you have to read it on Adar Beis. So he says, that's the pshat here in the Mishnah. When it says, Ein ben Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Yelah Priyat HaMegillah, Adar Zvav Yonim, but Hola Hesper Ola Tainis, that's only when they actually read the Megillah on Adar Rishon. But if it's Manazel, we have a calendar, you know in advance we're not going to read. So therefore, there's no kiddush at all. You can say tachanun. You can do a hespit and tainus. We don't follow. We seem to go with, definitely we go with the tosus, and perhaps going to the Ramah, tovle mishta tavid, maybe even going with the Ran, at least having yarbek sas, because it's a Purim Shabbalay, but you don't have the full-fledged Purim Suda. So that's the Mishnah. So there's a there seems to be a stira in the Ramah regarding two different halachas. There's a halacha of yortzeit and there's a halacha of bar mitzvah. So Tosfos already brings down, what do you mean observing a yortzeit? So we know people say Kaddish, they daven for the Amud. Some have a minig, you daven the Shabbos before, some get a Aliyah, Torah, different minhagim. But the old minig was to fast. It's like a Yom Hadin. Either for you, for the family, so, and therefore you always, the minute was the Makal of Tainus on the Yom HaYortzeit. So which Yortzeit do you do? That's the Machokas Machaba Ramah. The Machaba writes Adar Sheni. So he seems to be consistent with everything. The Ramah writes Adar Rishon. And then he writes Yesh Machmirin, maybe based on the Gra. So it seems to be, you know, the Torah stuff, the Ramah is saying, you have to keep, you do both. While the Gra would hold it, perhaps the Torah is Vadai, you have to keep. But he holds both days are Adar. But what's the Pshat in the Ramah? What's the Machok, what's the Nekudas HaMachok at the Ramah Machaber? That by, like the Mishnah says in the Dharam, that the person takes a net, they're not going to eat something until after Chodesh Adar. Which Adar do they mean? So it seems to be whatever Lashon B'nei Adam is, whatever a person's kavana was. So it's a din, it seems to be an issue in Lashon B'nei Adam, what the person means. And as the Meiri points out, anytime you're done with Lashon B'nei Adam, you have to be careful that the Lashon B'nei Adam hasn't changed in. So that seems to be the Nakuda. However, when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, the Ramah writes that not that way. He quotes from the Marimin, so if you're born in a Shana Pshuta and you have your Bar Mitzvah on a leap year, so the Ramah writes, the Bar Mitzvah is in Adar Sheni. Why? So either you could say he holds like the Rush that the Rush holds Adar Rishon is nothing in terms of it's just another month to get to Adar Sheni. So basically, he seems to say there's no Indian of Adar. Why wait for a Bar Mitzvah? You should, just like you say Yortzeit, just like you say Yortzeit in Adar Aleph, so why does, how could he say that when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, that Adar Rishon is nothing? So there's different ways to be Miyashev the Ramah. The Ramah holds the Ikir is Adar Rishon. Aye, so how come when it comes to bar mitzvahs, you have to wait to Adar Sheni? He said that's this l'chumra. Really, Adar Rishon's the Yikr. But since maybe the Ran is right, or whoever, then maybe really, let's say Adar Rishon is. So, let's say the mitzvah tefillin, the mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore, you start putting your tefillin on a month of Yivar. In fact, I think the Chitz Eliezer, Rabbi Willard suggested, that that's the whole reason. The minhag in Kaizo, among many, is they put on tefillin a month before to get ready. Why a month before? So someone will point out that because this scenario where a bar mitzvah boy is not becoming a bar mitzvah to Adar Sheni, regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, it's a daraisa, so therefore he starts putting on an Adar Rishon. So really, according to one shot in the Rama, really, Adar Rishon is the Iker, but when it comes to Din Daraisa, of maybe mitzaref him to a minion, so regarding tefillin, will be machmir in both areas. He'll put on tefillin early, but we won't count them to a minion until later on. So this it's more l'chumra, but he really calls the Iker is Adar Rishon, but will machmir not to count them for a minion. Others say Rav Chaim, and also I heard in the name of the Stipler. No, that it's not a steer in the Rambah. It's two different dinim. The halach of Yortzeit, that's a din of Lashem and Ayadam on that. What does a person mean? But Bar Mitzvah, that's a totally different arrangement. That the Rav Chaim points out, it's you have to complete that you don't become 13 on your 13th birthday, but you have to complete the full year. In other words, what he means is there's a Gemara in Erech based on a Pasuk in Bahar about the Batei Arichoma. So this halacha, without all the details, is that if you buy a house in a Batei Arichoma, a walled city from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, so he only has 1 year to redeem the bias. So what do you mean he has a whole year? So the pasuk says, so the Gemara says in Erechin, the drushes were rabos chodesh, to including a leap year. That first year, even though you have a full year, you have up until a full year to redeem before it goes to the Kohen. But you have a whole, it's a leap year, so it's including that leap year. So the Gemara says, compares it to Batei Arichoma equals to Halacha of Kodshim, I think Eved Ivri, and as well as a boy becoming Bar Mitzvah or a girl Bas Mitzvah. In other words, that they learn out from Rav Chaim and the Stipler that this like by Batei Arichoma, you have to wait the full 13. You have to wait the full year. It's not just the 13th day in your bar mitzvah. You have to need that whole year to pass. So therefore, you have to wait until Adar Sheni. So there's no steer in the Rama. Your takes a din of halacha. Well, following Lashem B'nei Adam, and the halacha of bar mitzvah is completing a full, the 13th year of your life. So these are some of the halachas we have. The Eimid Adar Rishon Adar Sheni regarding the Mitzvahs Hayom, Kriyas HaMagil HaMatanot Yonim, the Mishnah, we have the Machokas. Everyone agrees you don't read the Halacha, you don't read the Megillah and do Matanot Zvav Yonim. And there seems to be a three-way Machokas, whether there is a, according to the Rosh, there is no Purim, it doesn't even exist. The day exists on the calendar, but there's no chashivas to the 14th day or 15th of Adar Rishon. According to Tosfos, it's your hesped the tayins, and the Ran says even more than that. Tachiy of Simcha, though, as Reb Chaim Sofer would explain, it's not a din of shalach manas; it's a din of marking the day. It's a chiy of daraisa; it's a sudas holda type of din. And then we pointed out the Ramah, the Machokas is Machabah Ramah by your type, as Lashem B'nei Adam. And the Machabah says, so Machabah, everyone agrees, Bar Mitzvah Adar Sheni, so seems to be a steer in the Ramah. So you could say, no, really, he holds Adar Rishon Tzikr, would this be Machmir? that just in case, so we don't want to count into a minyan, but we machmer also should put on tefillin. Or if you say there's no stira, the case of your tzedek is the machlokes lashon hayada, whatever he means. It's nothing to do with the year. But by bar mitzvah, the din in gadlus, you have to complete 13 full years, so therefore then you'd have to have your bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni, and they have a famous riddle they always say over in terms of when did the, well, it comes up in a leap year, but they want to know, when could you be born, let's say, a couple of weeks later and have your bar mitzvah first? That's the famous trivia. So the answer is, if in a case where a person is born in a leap year, someone's born, let's say, Chavtes Adar Rishon, and someone else is born Aleph Adar Sheni. So then when the Bar Mitzvah falls out in the Shana Pshuta, so therefore, the one who is born after, he gets Bar Mitzvah in Adar, the only Adar there is. And the one who was born Chavtes, I think it comes out the way it's set up, that maybe it can't happen by a bas mitzvah because it's different years than when you have we have 7 times every 19 years, but that's the trivia question regarding how you could have your bas mitzvah first even though you were born a couple of weeks after.